happy that Odyssey is your favorite bedtime story.
Can't go to sleep.
Sorry.
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey? Good afternoon, Camilla.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Can I get you anything? You've been in this booth for hours.
Am I taking up too much space?
No. I mean, you've been hard at work for a long time. Is it a school project?
It's my turn to lead a Bible study I'm doing with some friends.
Good for you.
But I'm stuck on one part in the Psalms. It talks about God's steadfast love.
Well, that means God always loves us, no matter what.
No matter what? No matter how bad we are?
Now, the Bible is filled with verses about God's love, how it's there for us even when we're at our worst. The Apostle Paul wrote that nothing in all creation can separate us from his love.
But if I keep messing up, God has to give up at some point, right?
Camilla, are you thinking about something specific? Are you worried that God won't forgive you for something?
I'm not thinking about just one thing, but lots of things I do. And I don't mean the stuff I do by accident, but the stuff where I do what's wrong on purpose. There has to be a point when God loses patience, and that scares me.
Well, I could keep trying to explain God's love to you, but maybe you'll understand better if I tell you a story.
Okay, I like stories.
Well, you might like it even more if you're one of the characters.
Me?
If you're willing to use your imagination.
I am.
Then let's begin. Once upon a time, in the ancient land of Adalia, there was a little village known as Alium. The peasants of Adalia were renowned farmers, and their onions were known throughout the land for their remarkable taste and pungency.
Pungency?
Their smell.
Is that good?
Well, depends on the smell. Now, stay with me here. They were ruled by a beautiful queen who always dressed in the finest green, and her name was...
Queen Constance.
The queen and her subjects in Adalia lived uneventful lives. Not much happened to them, except for the yearly festival, where folks came from all over to play games, enjoy tournaments, and feast on the onions. But things were about to change. At the end of this year's festival, one of the queen's closest advisors, the keeper of the treasury, came for a quiet talk. Though he was considered wise, his heart was as black as the armor he wore.
Oh, Queen, may you live forever. I, your humble servant, Eugenius, Earl of Melchesner, wish to speak with you about the kingdom.
Oh, what about it?
I have discovered a treacherous group who would, given the chance, ruin your reign with actions of breathtaking subterfuge.
You're going to have to run that by me again.
They want to take over your kingdom.
Oh! Do they have a name?
They go by many names, but the most common is the People of the Cross.
I've heard of them.
They disrupt the commerce of the land with their message of eternal rewards rather than earthly treasures. They close their shops on Sundays, which is annoying when you don't realize it until after you've driven all the way across town for your favorite plate of chicken and waffle fries.
However, that is hardly treasonous.
Oh, but it is when you can hardly afford to pay for your yearly festival because of the loss of taxes from their anti-materialistic tendencies.
What are you saying?
The festival looked rather shabby this year.
Oh.
The banners, the uniforms, the marquees, all shabby.
Oh.
I heard the visiting kings and queens from other countries commenting on it privately. They see shabbiness as weakness, and weakness as an opportunity to invade your kingdom.
No!
Yes, all because of those People of the Cross. We must get rid of them.
Oh, I had no idea. Shabbiness, you say?
My very word.
Oh, Still, to get rid of an entire group of people like that...
It is worse, Your Highness. I also heard our royal visitors praise the beauty and splendor of Longshanks Manor and Abbey.
Well, that castle is beautiful, and the Abbey is a great tourist trap.
Exactly. The pride of the kingdom, but not yours.
Well, what's to be done?
What's to be done? If we only had a queen who could do something... Are you not the queen?
Certainly. But the land where that manor sits doesn't belong to my royal family. It was given years ago to the 3rd Duke of Ellington after he fought valiantly for my ancestors in the Great Battle of the Bands. I believe the manor is now in the hands of a young duchess.
A very young duchess who has only just arrived at the manor after years away at a school belonging to the people of the cross. Do you see the common denominator?
Oh, I hate algebra. Just tell me.
The manor and the abbey belong to a treasonous rebel group that should be driven out of the land. If we did that, then I would get what I want. The elimination of those pestilent pests. And you would get what you want. That beautiful castle.
You have a plan?
Yes, my liege. Though there is a little something you will have to do.
At the very moment when the Queen and Earl were conspiring, the Duchess of Ellington, newly arrived to Longshanks Manor and Abbey, was receiving her first visitor.
Duchess, you have a visitor.
My first. Open the castle doors.
Of course, milady.
Raise the portcullis. Lower the drawbridge. We have got to make it easier to get into this place.
Yes, my lady.
Show my visitor in.
Right away. You may enter.
Welcome to my castle. Who might you be?
Oh, I might be Friar Wootbury. On behalf of the members of the Longshanks Abbey and the people of Vidalia, I have come to welcome you to Longshanks Manor. Here's a little something for you.
A bouquet of onion jerky?
Well, yes. A beef jerky won't be invented for another 6 centuries. So we went with what we had.
Thank you. I look forward to visiting the Abbey. I've heard great things about your church services there.
And we look forward to having you attend. Now, you should know that my role at the Abbey includes serving as your shepherd.
Oh, good. I wasn't sure what to do with all the sheep around the castle.
I meant spiritually, though I'll be happy to tend to the other sheep as well.
Excellent.
That night, the Duchess snuggled into her 4-poster bed, content that Vidalia was a great place to call home after all her travels. Little did she know, her life and the friar's were about to change dramatically. So she was very surprised when the next morning...
Duchess of Ellington! Duchess of Ellington! Oh, Duchess! Duchess Quinn!
Servant, the castle doors!
Yes, my grace.
Portcullis. Drawbridge. Freya, what is wrong?
Look across the moat to the abbey.
I don't see anything wrong.
Well, it'll be easier when binoculars are invented. The vandals have written terrible things all over the walls.
What did the vandals write?
Lies, all lies. Everyone knows that this is all my own hair. Mostly.
I'm so sorry. Why would someone write lies all over the abbey walls? Do you have enemies?
Well, I'm a simple friar. Who would want to tell lies about me?
Do you think the friar will suspect you?
Certainly not, Your Highness. He has the brains of an ostrich. And the looks, too.
And writing lies about him does what exactly?
Plants seeds of doubt in the minds of the local peasants.
Oh.
If they can't trust him to tell the truth about his hair, why should they believe him about anything?
I see.
Now, for the next stage in my diabolical plan.
Which is?
Treason.
It's not very smart to talk about treason in front of the Queen, Eugenius.
Oh, not me, Your Highness. The Duchess. I have paid witnesses who heard her talking openly about overthrowing you.
No!
Yes, once you throw the Duchess into the dungeon as a traitor, her property will be turned over to the crown. You see? Her property to the crown. The crown is you.
Oh, now I get it.
Yes, painfully obvious.
I never realized you were a criminal mastermind.
One must do something to fill one's time.
And so, that very evening, the Duchess was informed that another visitor had come to her castle.
Who could be coming around the castle at this time of night? Good servant, lift the... Oh, never mind, you know the drill.
Yes, Your Grace.
The Sheriff of Vidalia.
Sheriff of Vidalia.
Greetings, Sheriff. Are you here to welcome me to the kingdom?
That would be one way of putting it. You are under arrest.
Not the most friendly welcome.
It's appropriate for treasonous traitors who plot against the Queen. Come with me.
But this can't be. I didn't do anything wrong.
You're 400 years early for that.
What about my phone call?
500 years.
Rats.
An hour.
What?
The rats come out after midnight. You have a visitor. Come in, Friar.
Friar Wiltberry, thank heaven.
Oh, hello, Duchess.
You have 5 minutes.
How do you know? We're 200 years away from the invention of watches.
I'll just count to 300. 1, 2, 3...
Friar, they're accusing me of treason.
Oh, I know. It's on parchment papers all over town. They're going to bring you to the town square tomorrow and call out your crimes. And then you'll be sentenced.
Sentenced without a trial?
Ooh, calling out your crimes is your trial.
Isn't there anything I can do? Can you help me?
Me?
You are Friar, a man of honesty and integrity. The people will listen to you if you say I've been falsely accused.
Oh, Ines, they think I lied about me hair. Besides, do you really think the people will take my word over the Queen's?
The Queen is behind this.
Oh, Queen! Who said Queen?
You did.
Oh.
But why would the Queen do this?
Oh, I don't know. But as a follower of the cross, I am compelled to stand up for what is right.
Then you'll help me?
Of course I will, Duchess. Even if everyone else speaks against you, I will stand by your side.
With the tiniest hope sustaining her, the Duchess finally fell asleep that night. But the Friar was not so fortunate. He was paid a visit at the Abbey.
Friar Woodberry.
No! Who's there?
Eugenius, the Earl of Melchester. You intend to speak on behalf of the traitorous Duchess tomorrow.
And how do you know that?
I know everything that goes on here. The walls are my ears, the doors my eyes, the very air is my...
Oh, the sheriff told you.
That too, yes.
Why are the Queen and her treasurer so interested in the Duchess? She hasn't done anything to you. Wait. Now I understand.
That's right. I want to drive out all of you followers of the cross. And the Queen wants to take the castle.
Really? Actually, I was going to say that the Queen was after the Duchess's collection of commemorative plates from hither and yon. But yours actually makes a bit more sense, though.
So, you understand, then, that your intervention for the Duchess would be a bad idea?
How bad?
Let's just ask my well-trained assembly of rogue knights!
Oh, wow! Look at all those weapons! Oh, what's that long spear with a sharp bit on the end?
It's called a pole axe.
And that big hangy thing with all the spikes on?
A flail.
What about the large black cauldron with that really hot, bubbly stuff inside?
That happens to... Oh, that's dinner. Sorry, the guys were hungry.
Now, do you really think you can intimidate me with these weapons of torture? Oh, the smell of those boiling onions.
Call it a warning, if you will. But you want to stay far away from the trial of the Duchess of Ellington tomorrow?
How far away?
An entirely different country would be a good idea. You and all of your kind. Do you understand?
The next day, the Duchess of Ellington was brought out in chains and placed before the entire town. The Earl of Melchester then proceeded to read a list of her crimes.
And finally, we come to item 96.
the Duchess was heard to say that she hates onions.
That's not true. I love onions.
Oh, how easy to deny your words in the face of punishment. Does anyone speak on behalf of this woman? Anyone at all?
The Duchess searched the faces in the crowd for Friar Wootberry, but he was not among them. What she couldn't see was the lone figure under a tree at the top of a distant hill.
Oh, Duchess, I am so sorry.
What are you waiting for?
Whoa!
Get down there and say something.
Who are you and what do you know about it?
Who am I? I'm the old codger who shows up in all these stories to play the voice of conscience. Are you going down there or not?
I can't.
Oh? Why can't you?
Because I'm afraid.
Afraid? You're more than that. You're a big sissy.
Yes, I know.
And so, without anyone to defend her...
Not that it would make any difference.
Yeah, well, that's true. The Duchess faced judgment alone.
The crimes of the Duchess are unchallenged. It is the Queen's justice to have her spend the rest of her life in the castle dungeon on a ration of water and a single onion each day. And if that isn't torture, I don't know what is. Take her away!
And so, Friar Wootberry left town in shame that very night, planning never to return. And Eugenius was very happy.
Soon all the other people of the cross will follow, and we'll never have to worry about them again. Chicken and waffle fries on Sundays, here I come.
With the Duchess out of the way, Queen Constance took over her castle.
This is all I ever wanted. Put the statues of me in the great hall and start painting the rooms green.
And the poor Duchess was sent to the dungeon.
Your water and one onion.
And they all lived sadly ever after.
That's the story?
That's it? Is something wrong?
No offense, Mr. Whittaker, but that's one of the worst stories I've ever heard.
Well, why do you say that?
It was all about mean, awful people, and it had a terrible ending. And what was that supposed to show me about God's love?
Well, you asked me about people doing things that were so bad that God could never love or forgive them, right?
Yeah.
Well, do you think God could love Eugenius, or the Queen, or Friar Wootberry?
Well...
No, let's take them one at a time. Eugenius, he hated Christians and was prepared to do whatever it took to get rid of them.
Uh-huh.
Well, someone in the Bible did the exact same thing. The Apostle Paul, remember? He had Christians put in prisons, even killed.
Oh, yeah.
And yet... God called him to the faith, and Paul became one of the greatest teachers and preachers of all time. And how about the Queen?
She was so selfish and stole the Duchess's property.
In the Old Testament, a man named David did the same thing.
David? The one who beat Goliath and became the king?
That's right. And as king, he sent a man to die in battle so he could marry the man's wife.
Oh, yeah.
And though David suffered the consequences of his sin, God still loved him. He was even called a man after God's own heart.
Okay, but what about the friar guy? He betrayed the Duchess.
A close friend denied 3 times that he knew Jesus.
Peter!
That's right. Yet Jesus later forgave Peter and even established him as the leader of the early church.
Oh, yeah.
You see, in spite of our mistakes, our misunderstandings, our fears, and even our terrible sins, God loves us. All 3 of those people in the Bible repented and came to understand that love. So, Camilla, there's nothing you can do to make God love you more or less. That's what makes his love steadfast. Got it?
Got it. Thanks, Mr. Whittaker.
My pleasure.
But wait a minute. If those people were like Paul, David, and Peter, then that's not the end of the story.
Oh, do you think there should be more?
Yes, please.
Late one night, Queen Constance was in her four-poster bed in her new castle, but she was unable to sleep. So she looked for something to read and found the Duchess's diploma from Hither and Yon. For the first time, she thought about what she'd done to take the castle. So she went to the dungeon to visit the Duchess she had cheated. What she saw there moved her deeply. A young girl, dirty, sick, and...
smelling of onions! Oh, dear me.
Your Majesty, what are you doing here?
I've come to release the Duchess.
What?
I'm sorry for what I've done. Let her go.
But my queen!
I can't live with myself. I'm prepared to tell the whole kingdom of my lies and treachery.
But, Your Highness, you realize that there will be consequences if you do that.
Yes, and I'm prepared to accept them. Like what kind of consequences?
And soon after, in the town square...
I am personally traveling from town to town to announce a change of government policy. Henceforth and forthwith, it is declared that the people of the cross, also known as Christians, are permitted to return from their exile and or to be released from prison, whichever comes first.
That's quite a statement, Eugenius. To what do we owe this change of policy?
I have seen the light. Not figuratively, but literally, in fact. But that's another story for another time. So put your hands together and welcome back, Friar Woodberry.
Thank you, but I really don't deserve this.
The friar went to the newly renovated Longshanks Castle. The Duchess was waiting for him.
Sit down, Friar. I've been looking forward to this day.
Oh, I'm sure you have, Duchess. What's it going to be? Banishment?
No.
Pelting with rancid licorice?
That's not going to happen.
Well then...
You're going to sit and have a pleasant meal with me.
What? But maybe your time in the dungeon affected your memory. I'm the one who betrayed you in your time of need.
I know. I forgive you.
But I haven't even said I was sorry.
I forgive you anyway.
Well, I'd still like to say I'm sorry.
Go ahead, then.
I'm sorry!
There. That's settled, then.
Duchess, is there anything I can do?
You can feed my sheep. You promised you would.
Well, I'd be honored. Thank you, Duchess, thank you.
Now, have some boiled onions.
Oh, my favorite. Well, next to licorice.
And they all loved happily ever after. The end.
John 4:19 says, "We love him because he first loved us." God doesn't love us because we loved him. In fact, he loved us before we were even born. There's nothing we can do to earn his love. We don't need to. He simply loves us. And his love for us never ends, even when we sin and fall, even when we're unlovely. God's love is constant. Maybe that's why David wrote in Psalm 52, "I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever." Those are words that can give us hope, too. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. In a Kingdom Far Away, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written by Kathy Buchanan and Nathan Hubler, and directed by Nathan Hubler. Sound designed by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Katie Lee, Will Ryan, Jess Harnell, and Michaela Dean. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.